What we need to be telling people is not come to Christ and you'll feel better about yourself. Is not Jesus wants to meet whatever your needs are. Jesus doesn't want to meet your needs, your worldly, earthly, human needs. He wants you to be willing to say, I will abandon all the things I think I need for the sake of Christ. So, a little further along in the 14th chapter of Luke's gospel, go down to verse 28. Which of you, Jesus says, who wants to build a tower, doesn't first sit down and calculate the cost, see if he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he's laid a foundation, is not able to finish. All those who observe it begin to ridicule him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Now, if you're going to come to Christ, you're going to have to count the cost. You're going to have to count the cost before you make a pretense that you're going to come to Christ, a pretense that you're going to follow Jesus. Have you counted the cost? Do you understand there's a price to pay? We know what the price is. The price has just been given in verses 26 and 27, which I read earlier. Hating your father, mother, if necessary, hating your own life, carrying your cross, coming after me, that's the price. That there's nothing in the world, the human realm that you hold dear, enough to forfeit Christ. What king, verse 31, if he's going to go out and fight a battle with another king, doesn't sit down, take counsel whether he's strong enough with 10,000 men to counter the one coming against him with 20,000, or else while the other's far away, he sends a delegation and asks terms of peace. You either make peace with the enemy if you can't conquer him, or you make sure you got the troops that it's going to take to win the battle. In other words, Jesus is saying, don't come to me unless you've assessed the price. And the price is self-denial, self-crucifixion, and self-submission. In verse 33, he gives the point, don't think it's anything less than this. No one of you can be my disciple who doesn't give up all his own possessions. Jesus said, you have to be willing to give up everything. You're not going to get saved by dumping all your earthly goods, but you have to be willing to give up everything. That's how devoted you are to the cause of Christ. You will deny yourself all of your worldly longings. You will deny your own right to live and give your life, if need be, for the cause of Jesus Christ, and you will submit to His will, following Him whatever He asks, whether He says you must lose these things or you can keep them. That's up to Him. And then Jesus told those two parables in Matthew 13, verses 44 to 46. He said there was a man who found a treasure hidden in a field, and he saw